Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it's the guy 720 back in the mixture on the Blog Talk. And we're going to be doing this for a while. And the reason why we'll be doing it for a while is because all the other platforms across the internet are shutting down. It's pretty obvious. And I think it's the backdrop to the net neutrality. We have the Facebook. It's going to take a while for the Facebook to dwindle. But it will dwindle. It's been hit with a torpedo. When you got to go sit in front of the government seat, it's obvious that you've been hit with the torpedo. The tornado has been created around your corporation. And we are looking for a resignation. We're looking for a step down on the seat of the CEO, which will definitely alter stocks and everything else over time. So, and I do think, secondly, we have YouTube that will be shutting down. I'm right after it. That's my premonition with it. We've already seen a couple of signs in a couple of areas. But as I stated, this show tonight is just going to be me here yakking and giving you all a catch up for what's going to be rolling. This season on Blog Talk is going to be different. We're going to have focused shows. I want everybody to pay attention to GTFOHNEWS.com. This website is where the majority of our reference material will be at when we hold the show. Okay? So, stay tuned on that website. You want to keep that tab open as we, while we're on the show, while you're on the show listening to us, I'll be referring to articles. But that will not be happening tonight. We're going to go over a lot of crazy shit because there's a lot of shit to go over with just what we got going on in the year. Okay? We have the Lousy Jeebus. I've called this show the Lousy Jeebus Show. And there's a lot of reasons why I decided to do that. Lousy Jeebus. What is the Lousy Jeebus? Lousy Jeebus is a bastardizing of Lord Jesus, obviously. And it's comical. Referring to, excited mammies who would say something of the same nature while throwing their hands in the air. A Lousy Jeebus event. This year is the year of the Lousy Jeebus. The first thing that happened with me with the Lousy Jeebus when it comes to 2018 was definitely I got thrown into a Martin Luther King parade out of nowhere. That was extremely unexpected, but it did happen. And the mammy, I guess, the black woman that saw me, she saw my car and probably said, Lousy Jeebus, and threw me straight into the parade. so that's what happened there. And then we have another situation on our hands of what recently happened with the Craigslist and the Backpage. It was definitely a shutdown. That was incredibly a Lousy Jeebus situation. So we need to keep close attention to what's going on in the news, because it's very obvious they're making a lot of adjustments We have Trump trying to do the box thing. He's still deporting people. He has the nerve to even continue to talk about the wall. The wall is something he should have just let sweep underneath the rug over time and not even repetitively refer to it. There was no point. You're not going to get the financing, and there's no way a wall is going to be built within the span of 4 years of your presidency. But they are stating that he may be rolling into another presidency, which I highly doubt. But that is the rumor. Besides that, there is a cloak of mystery on who will be showing up in the presidency, as the cloak of mystery with the presidency has entered into our system with Obama, of course. So everybody has to find something to complain about. That is the way of the world today. And that's why I prepared this show, because I already can tell that there's going to be a lot of crazy Aquarian Age events going on throughout the course of this year. So we are here for the lousy Jeepers. Okay. Now, the Craigslist and the back page that really knocked down a lot of women who were over-promoted with being independent. It's very obvious that it was some type of trick that was going on. If we look close, the past 10 years, we have the twerking they were dragged through. Then they were told they could be fat and sloppy, and a man is going to love on you anyways. Go ahead and get fat and sloppy. And then they were told you got to twerk and you got to be a stripper and be independent, be a whore. You know, it doesn't matter what you do. You know, be independent, go twerk your ass somewhere. Go get up on this Craigslist, go get up on this back page and get money. So that's what they did. They became lazy. They got on the webcam, the porn, and they went to go get the money with the lard ass, okay, because lazy as fuck, okay? And that's what we have. And then out of nowhere, when they talk all the independent shit, and now they're growing cocks everywhere, and they're getting all fucking masculine, the white boy showed them and knocked them down at the kneecap. That's right. That back page of that Craigslist knocked them down. Now these hoes scrambling around like fucking roaches when the lights come on, trying to find a goddamn nickel. But men ain't shit. And remember that. That's what was going on, and that's what's going on right now. You know? So they're going to get the paper. There's going to be some consequence that comes with all of that shit talking. Because at the end of the day, your independence is based upon finances that has, or dollar bills that has men's faces on it, you know. And that's just the point. That's just the fact of the matter. And that's the part that they don't like, you know. But the whole thing is why don't you just focus on yourself instead of focusing on what you see? But that's the Christian thinking. You see, Christianity has a format of download on the mind to make you focus on everything else except for yourself. Hence, that's what Jesus is doing. Okay? And that's what the position of Jesus is to alter the focus of the and that's the base thinking of the Western mind. So nobody looks at themselves or what they do is any wrong. Everybody is justified in what they do. And that's what's going on right now. There's a lot of women out here that's going to make this whole experience on the track or the blade very, very distasteful. Okay, is the word I should use. It's going to get violent. And the reason being is because them girls out there are not pleasant. You know, and they don't know anything about being pleasant and being pleasant and being in love and how to love and all of that, unfortunately, is an element that does have to be taught to women that doesn't just naturally come out of them. I mean, it does if they're not altered with, if they're not traumatized by society, traumatized by, you know, a multitude of other events, you know, a boyfriend during high school, music that they listen to, movies that they listen to, you know, and they fall in love with a man, then they will give that man their full essence of everything that they know to give, you know. And that is very true. But if she gets cheated on or anything like that, everything's out of the window. It's all gone. The energy will be shot. The way she feels and looks at you will be shot. You know, the hen pecking will start coming in because she thinks of her womb to be so divine that there's no other woman that can, you know, give you what she gives her, and her all should be enough of whatever she gives. But not knowing that a man is an external creator and not an internal creator, which women aren't going to pay attention to any of that, and very short-sighted on how they view things. And that's, you know, you can see that as evidence with this whole feminist movement that's going on right now. That's short-sighted, because you're very short-sighted about how tampons get into your stores, how, you know, what factories are making your high heels, you know, all of that. I'm guaranteed they're owned by men somewhere. You know, I put money. They're owned by men. Cargo ships, your makeup, you know, your foreign makeup, your foreign cars and all this other shit that you desire. I mean, stockings. Like, who's producing stockings? Like, what the fuck is the point of a fucking stocking? You know, is a lot of excess bullshit, you know, that is provided, you know, and still within the essence of that provision, we still get the disrespect because the short-sightedness that they naturally have does not allow them to see the things that's being provided for them and to always desire more and more and more and more and more. So there's an unsatisfactory here, you see. So all of these things are the bigger picture of what's going on with our modern day existence and a lot of the subjects that we're going to be talking about here. The gender wars is definitely going to be brought up in a multitude of different ways. We got some shows coming up. Hopefully I can get in touch with the school superintendent. We're going to look for that. I definitely want to talk to somebody who's an authority over the schools. And, you know, we get an authority that's over the school district so we can get a closer view on the response of the school shootings and also the teachers that are having sex with the students, specifically the female teachers that are having sex with the students, and this situation is being swept underneath the rug. And it need not be. It needs to be thoroughly looked at, because when I was looking through one of my books, American Medical Association Manual of the 1800s, it was very clear that the activity these teachers are carrying on is identified as a nymphomaniac. Well, it could be. There would have to be a longer psychological draft to really figure out the details of what's going on in each one of these females. But from my point of view, not knowing any data and seeing that there is a repetition of this activity, which will also bring a comparison and contrast of similarities of these women, which the majority of them are white women. So we can start with that one similarity. There's also age similarity with a lot of these women, where they're sticking in between the age range of maybe like 26 to 46. It could be something more specific than that. As I said, I don't have data. But from what I have seen from the articles, which do provide minute data, they would be labeled as a nymphomaniac. At least I would do that. And the causes of this nymphomania would not only be Porn probably has a percentage of it, but also due to the neglect that women are receiving from men, because men are having a lot of traumatized issues with, you know, the child support and divorce and things of that nature. And men are basically in a status where they don't know, you know, how to approach women and how women want to be approached. The difficultness of females has risen because financial availability for females have risen, so they don't have to rely upon a male, okay? And without them not having to rely upon a man, they have room to disrespect a man, and that's exactly what they're going to do, because their short-sighted thinking believes that the disrespect attains power for them. They get some type of power off of it. When a male understands that, you know, if I build a company and the company runs strong for 20, 30 years and I do it with a team, we will be moving $200 billion through this company, and that is power. Women get power from belittling you in a sexual format because her sex is what you want. So it's all chess and not checkers, you see. And that is the game we play. And I really feel it's very unnecessary. I think it's immature. I think a lot of the things humans do is very immature. And I guess that's because I've been studying these subjects for so long. So it's very hard for me to get involved with what's going on in the conscious movement, or even in society for that matter, because I am a historian. I do read a lot of history. I do read very old books, so I understand what humans have been through. And when you understand what humans have been through, that gives you a mentality to have more respect with other humans. And you develop an innate common courtesy that it doesn't matter about race or age or none of those factors include in on your judgment when it comes to the common courtesy that's been implemented in you from learning high-level science, not bullshit, okay? Not biased information, okay? Information that brings you to a standard understanding of human existence. And that's what I deal in. And I've ostracized myself from society by having common courtesy. I don't think belittling anybody or damaging anybody's soul in any format is going to attain any type of power for me. But for me to get a pretty girl in here and make her enjoy some doggy style and say some crazy things, that will attain some power. But understand what I said. True power is not necessarily in belittling somebody or making them weaker than you. True power is in making somebody submit and then making them enjoy the submission. That is the true power, because then it removes your savagery. It makes your savagery divine, basically. If somebody enjoys your demeaning or your creation of style of belittling. And there are many individuals out there who want their soul stripped in said formats, you know. And that's just the truth to what we live in day by day, okay? And there's no need to complain about it. In the conscious community, we like to complain about who ain't doing what and who is doing what. At the end of the day, there should have never come to a point where individuals are sitting here telling each other that, you know, I mean, pointing the finger at each other about who's a child molester. Wherever there's a lie, there's going to be a little bit of truth in which that lie came from. I don't know any of them niggas, and I don't want to be involved in none of that. I never will be. But it's very disheartening that this type of information, for them to even be at the intellectual capacity where they feel as if they can present this type of shit to the audience or to the people, is fucking remarkable. How I see it, it's remarkable. I think it's extremely childish. You'll never see me. And once again, my fans can pat themselves on the back for being a guy at 720 fan and not having their position affected or having what they look up to affect them in some negative format, because that's exactly what all this shit is doing. You know, because what's really so ironic about it is they come out talking about who's a child molester and all this other shit. They had to pull this cord to make it last a lot longer because it wasn't going with the NOI. They was up there talking that stupid shit about Elijah Muhammad and got shut down immediately. And as soon as they shut down, they wait for a week, 2 weeks, and then they bring this old fucking bullshit out. They wait for a month and then bring this bullshit out. That's the type of shit that I'm talking about, man. And then the Umar Johnson goes out asking for the $300,000 for law school. These niggas are duping y'all, man, and playing the game. And, man, it's disgusting. It is disheartening, you know. It's these type of scenarios that now I understand the definition of the happy Negro who's been at the UPS for 20, 30 fucking years. And he's smiling. He's happy. There is assistance. There is community at the UPS. There is none of that here. There is no provisions. Like, I seen somebody put up a statement talking about, oh, what about those black police officers on the police force? How come they aren't protesting the shootings and this and that and this and that and white cops shooting back? Because they're getting paid, you fucking idiot. Did you think about that? And guess what? You're not going to pay them. See, Negroes want to complain about black people and what they're doing for their job, and you're not going to do anything for them. Man, you can't even control a fan club of artists. Like, what are you talking about? Show me the black fan club for some of these artists, man. When they show you the fan club, we're a whole bunch of white people, Mexicans, highly infatuated, you know, head over heels, getting Drake's face tatted on him and shit, all types of shit, you know. I guess the whole system out here nowadays is to be soulless. I don't know. I love myself, I love my soul, so I'm not operating. I'm not getting no nigga's face tattooed on me. You see what has rolled out with these scenarios. You can definitely accredit it. Like, I put it up on my Facebook. I'm not going to listen to no... I don't listen to no female rappers, man. You know, supposedly Cardi B is supposed to be the new gangster rapper. It's like, man, get out of here. Nicki Minaj, the Botox lady, is the new gangster rapper. And all of this type of shit here, I don't know how y'all do it to yourselves. I mean, I guess you feel like you're out of society when you don't watch or partake in this shit. But, I mean, like, my whole question was eons ago, is when was society important? The majority of these motherfuckers look like idiots out here. I mean, motherfuckers walking, you got your dog hair all in there in the house. You got dogs in your house. You know, you're doing the stupid, you're beating on your children, you're child molesting, you're raping, you're doing all types of stupid shit. The alcohol, the heroin, you know, a fucking bunch of dumbasses. Like, well, what the fuck am I going to listen to? Why would I follow society in the stupid shit, man? You know, you turn on the TV, you got the Al Bundy situation. Like, who wants to evolve into that? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know? So, yeah, we halfway in on the show. We're about to go ahead and play a song. and get back to it.
Top-notch gang, Soccer City. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. Mirror, mirror on the wall, will a real nigga ball? Just trying to find a wish to make a prince out of frog. A lady with a tramp stamp, loyal for the big dog. The beauty loves the beast, she likes to foul my claws. See Mary pussy popping, keep that chastity dropping. I am just a leprechaun and that be needing me gold. Everywhere that I go, it's Sherlock Holmes on a hoe. Looking for Snow White, of course she got seven dwarfs. Yeah, they pay her rent and lights and give her money for support. But she'll disappear with the headless man on the horse. To explore the great sport, let the games begin. Late night, red light, we will dance in the sin. That innocence within will never see life again. Alice in Wonderland, we all wonder where you've been. She says, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late for a date and some ends. No, every day she wants to play with Mr. Rumpelstiltskin. Nigga. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The Mad Hatter with Dapper make your pockets get fatter. Yankee Doodles never frugal with the abracadabra. Hypnotized by your eyes, all the rumors that chatter. Wet panties, dry purse, such a perilous matter. Better make them rats scatter like the cat awake. My game is Pepe Le Pew, I be on the chase. My words suffocate, she got a blue devil face. Pimp Thunder, witch hunter on the tribunal case. Bitch, this the Inquisition, don't you rise my suspicion. You've been speaking with fairies and you've been eating with gnomes. Always got a big old stinking ass dog in your home. Need to get the proper fucking to be insane and alone. In this world, you're a little girl and you need to be grown. So just close your eyes and think it's an ice cream cone. She plead for what she needs so she can do what she prone. This is Don Juan Python till the night be gone. Bitch. My name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. Name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. Mr. Macaroni with Pinocchio's nose. On a white stallion with a glass shoe for your toes. I'll get your hair, did you have the finest jewelry and clothes? A peasant will see heaven when she do what she told. She wants to dance the La Macabre with the nature god. Do everything odd cause life's a facade. So she's gone with the wind so she can brag to her friends. Stupid chickens will do anything to stay with the trend. With that I sit back cause the fact her Kit Kat need a Tic Tac. She should relax with that beeswax. Cause these snaps, they all belong to me. I'm the one with the cane in this game of Monopoly. I collect every penny of the tax on my property. Better speak with etiquette, and that means properly. Little Red Riding Hood, just don't know where she be. She reached to kiss the goat, and it was sloppy and obscene. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie.
Life, living my life, don't ask why. top five on the dark side. Coming around me with negativity, I'm kudo. Them niggas ain't real, man, the motherfucking pseudo. I'm jumping through loopholes, yeah, kudos. It's been a stain on the game, and I'm no removo. I move on cold, down all 10 toes. Know how to get low, we can play limbo.
A nigga move right, now the bitch wanna fight. Soon as I hit the turnpike, she learned about the pipe, how I burn stripes. Now she quiet like church mice, thinking about flight. All you had to do was chill, fuck lies, keep it real, control those emotions, cause the money don't feel. We can continue on the mission for a meal. The secrets of the alchemists are yet to be revealed. Niggas learn lessons cause the weapons they conceal. Everybody living on the edge cause of the thrill. We all dance in Wonderland, taking these pills. Reality only is when you gotta pay bills.
I think I got somebody here want to say something. If you want to say something, just press the button. I'll let you in. Tonight's a free ride because we ain't doing the intro show. And then when we do our other shows, it'll be more regulated. So here we go. Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings.
So I have a question for you.
Shoot.
I'm listening to the show. Okay, I'm listening to the show. And you covered a lot in such a short period of time. But I'm curious, why did you not refer to the teachers who have sex with their students as pedophiles? You referred to them as nymphomaniacs. From my understanding.
Oh, yeah, well, that fits into, well, okay, the pedophile definitely is there. You know what I'm saying? But, I guess the reason I reached on nymphomaniac is because, there's tons of sexual categories that our modern day social doesn't identify. And that's most likely why I did that. Of course, they're pedophiles, and I'll never throw that out the box. Okay, but like I said, there's a multitude of different titles that could be applied. So when we say a word like nymphomania, okay, it adjusts how we look at it socially. And then not only that, it would bring a trailblaze to classifications of other individuals. Like homosexuals, do they have a type of mania? Because it's a mania that they're relying on. So even when we look at the word pedophilia, you know, or a pedophile, okay, you know, they got the Sapio file as well. They got the bibliophile. So there's a lot of different files. And with that file word, the file word means wisdom. I'm correct, right? It's philos. That's from the Greece. So when we, and that's why I adjusted it, is because of that mania, it brings a different type of psychological understanding on how we look at the word and what it would play off of. So that's probably why I said that,
okay.
Because there's a lot of different, medical classifications for sexual pathology that we do not use that need to be applied. So,
okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, but as it relates to these women who are having sex with children, then maybe the nymphomania or nymphophile should be an adjective for us, because I kind of feel like that's letting them off the hook, because the crime that these women commit when exposing children, even if children have been exposed to sexual encounters with their peers, that's something of a very different nature. But for an adult to expose a child to certain proclivities, I mean, that's just wrong all the way around. And I, for one, am not willing to give these women as a relationship.
Well, neither am I. I think there's a bigger plague here. And the bigger plague deals with everything correlated with the whole feminist movement and, you know, oppression and all of that. It is an attempt of control. That's why this has an uprisal. I do feel, well, I've been told this by women, you know. The neglect level is high. There's a lot of male confusion with courting females nowadays. There's a large interruption with third party. You got the porn, all the other third party, the toys, the tranny. There's all types of crazy stuff in that category. And then you have the lack of control, the lack of power that a lot of females feel during the whole sexual event. And they want to feel that power, and they're doing it in this format. There's an age difference. There's a higher excitation from the younger partner. Because, you know, a younger male hasn't explored a woman, so, and they know that. So, and then they bring the little boy back to their place. Like I was saying, there's similarities with all of these cases. Even though some of these events have happened at the school, too, without intoxicant, some of them have happened, you know, at the teacher's place with intoxicant. So, you know, it's there's different variations in between all of them. But I think it's a part of a way bigger picture. We are definitely in an age of I am woman, hear me roar type thing. What do you think about what I'm saying?
Well, I'm so glad that you explained it in that light, because I can understand it. I can totally understand it. Now, as it relates to feminism, I need for you to understand that I don't subscribe to feminism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For me, as a black woman, asking me to subscribe to feminism would be like asking a lioness to become a chihuahua. So, no, I don't subscribe to feminism. I feel that that is a white female construct that does not see to the needs of black women. So let me get that out there first. But when you said that the power issue, I can see that so crystal clearly. I can see that. These women, like you said, they understand that these children have not explored a woman's body. And so then when you said the power issue, I thought about this. Could these women be lacking something that their peers would uncover, but a child wouldn't?
A lot of these women are very attractive. I will say that. So I don't know. What I do know is that there's a bottom line. See, I'm a bottom line thinker, and we got to get down to the bottom line. And the bottom line is that, like I stated, women feel, you know, there's impaling going on, you know. There's penetration, okay? And that women are in a position where they have to enjoy pain, okay? And sometimes the pain is higher than the joy. And there's a submission format that the female has to fall into. There's a servitude format that a female has to fall into during the course of sex. This is religiously bound. When we look at ancient Islam, ancient Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. In Christianity, that's why Lilith was kicked out of the garden first, is because she got on top of Adam. In ancient Islam law, it's against the sexual practice for a female to be on top, you know. So that there's a long history line. When we look at tribal activity, women being traded for cows, dowries having to be paid for the male. You know, if a female was impregnated by a male that did not keep her, the father would have to be paid a dowry for damage of property. So, they don't talk about this type of stuff. Scholars aren't going to get too detailed on the sociology of what's been going on for eons. If you want to talk about the geishas and the samurai warriors of Japan, it is the same type of activity. So there's always been a subordinate picture placed upon women, and usually that is because of what happens during the course of sex. And that penetration and that whole servitude position that women fall in, it goes into an unconscious zone of revenge. And women lay out revenge whether they know they're doing it or not.
Well, can I say this to you?
Go ahead.
Even if we accept those premises, right? Even if we do, I, as a fully grown woman, would not seek to vent my frustrations out on a child. Now, if a woman does not subscribe to any of these world religions or these major three that you named, and they are healthy in mind and body, then they would, you know, and they have a certain level of conscientiousness about them, then they would understand that they need to be self-reliant and self-sufficient. I think when you go into them needing power and the penetration and the pain and so forth, those are issues that women do not have to experience.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Are you college educated?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then. So that you've already divided your line from animal. So basically what we're talking about are, you know, the animal basis of human thinking. And when it comes to females, they have a higher acclimation towards those activities. And that's just the truth throughout history.
The
truth in history. That's the truth in medical sciences. That is just the truth. And that's why I could pick out that you were college educated, because those elements have been depleted a little bit in your system of thinking because of that said education. Okay? You know, and I'm pretty sure prior education before
what?
That. But when it comes to the natural basis of how women operate, is a lot of animal thinking, basically. And, you know, there's no belief in a love structure. That's why there's a reliance on the state. There's no belief in their own selves as the application of makeup. You know, there's a long list of stuff, you know, you can go on, and I'm not here to do that.
Well,
because
now, can I say this to you?
Go ahead.
Respectfully, I want to say this to you. You use a pretty broad brush to paint all women. And I want to let you know this. Not all women depend on the state. Not all women choose to have children. Not all women are fractured mentally as it relates to conjugal relationships. You have to know that. Now, as far as this gender war, and as far as the conscious community and this pedophilia and all of these things are going on, I believe that these are necessary evils because there's a bottlenecking of culture, not only in this North American container, but worldwide. The cultures of the earth have spun themselves out, and this is just a fleecing process. so many crimes against humanity have gone on, and I believe that the universe is correcting this on this little planet right here. It's correcting that. So there's a bottleneck effect that's going on now. So people are presenting themselves as what they want to be and not what they are. That's the problem with the conscious community. And the thing that we need to understand is these people are subscribing to exactly what they say. When they say, I'm conscious, a roach is conscious. A rat is conscious. If you try and step on it, it will run. So it's cognizant of you. But they do not say that they are conscientious. These are two different things. So if somebody tells me I'm conscious, that just lets me know that, you know, they can feel pain. You know what I'm saying?
The root definition
that there are certain
sensory
mechanisms that are working. It doesn't mean that they have any vast knowledge or mindfulness.
Right, right.
The
word consciousness. The word conscious in the 1400s was called the definition was shadow. And when I say the word state, when I say women are aligned with the state or rely on the state, I don't mean EBT and welfare. That's not what I'm talking about. When I say that, what I'm saying is the collective social thought mechanism. So, and that thought mechanism is protected by eunuchs that they've raised over time through single motherism. And eunuchs, as we all know, are men who have their phallus removed. So,
right.
What I mean. The state is basically anything that comes out of Hollywood.
So listen.
Anything that comes through the TV.
If you take gender off the table, these cultures, everything that you have mentioned, these cultures have entered into a realm of chaos, and there is no return. Like I said, this is a bottleneck effect. So much has gone on, and not many people are going to make it. So this is a necessary evil because people need to understand what we have produced. Now, I know which side of the gender war that you're on. Now, people can say, you know, well, I don't take a side, but they do essentially. So I am unapologetically on the side of the black woman. Always
okay.
And forever. That's who I'm riding with. So I'm on a ride for mama regardless. As it relates to the black woman in the gender war, is a necessary evil because the black woman needs to understand what her downfall has been historically, what the weights are that are strapped to her back. Once she realizes those and once she realizes the true, authentic history of herself, I believe then she can move forward more successfully. I believe she can tap into that R complex that you speak about because that's going to be necessary. Yeah, she's going to need to rely on that ancient aspect of her brain because it's brutal out here, and this war is necessary. You know, women, especially black women, I'm not going to speak to the aid of the white woman, okay? But I'm going to speak about this black woman. She needs reciprocity. So I don't care about the baby's mama. That goes both ways. We know that. It's time for her to stop having babies. That's what I want her to see. Stop breeding and
I don't see.
That's
the whole thing. You can't really want anybody to do anything out here. You know, people are insane, and you know they're gonna do whatever they want to do, and that's just the animal. You know, if you don't read if you don't read nonfiction books, you're automatically animal. That's just how it works. So stand back and look at the map and then say that to yourself again. That's
I've
how it works.
I've done that several times.
Right.
I've done
if
that
you don't
times.
Read nonfiction material individualistically on your own, and if you want to get technical, the book should be before 1980, okay? If you can't do that,
I collect old books. So you're preaching to the choir.
If you can't do that, then if you're not doing that, then you're animals.
I can do that.
And I know that's the majority of the people out here. That's the majority of my race. That's the majority of all races on the planet. They're not reading
nonfiction material. So trying to want or wanting for somebody to be some way or trying to do anything like that, I can't do it. That's why corporations is the only way out in the development of them. The only way out in all of this is business. That's the only thing that's applicable and controllable by you. Anything else is just a write-off. When you understand eugenics, how humans are built, the unpredictability of thought patterns, the unpredictability of anger and hatred that may have nothing to do with you, that may came from something that happened to them when they were 7 years old, I don't got time for all that bullshit. You know, I understand it. I understand humans inside and out. I don't got time for that shit. You know, and this is what Caucasians found out. Period. They've studied enough people, they conquered enough people, they had sex with enough races, they had sex with enough women, they studied enough magic systems, they went through everybody's rituals and tribes, they did all of that, and they found the standard. The standard was everybody's full of shit. That was the bottom line. Everybody wants to pray to fuck to, you know, goddesses, and, you know, they want to. While your child is getting stabbed up and bleeding right here, you want to, you know, pray to the sun god, you know? So you do that because, you know, they've been through all the different races on the planet, all their systems, and found there was no sun god, okay? Indigenous thinking just has its limits, and that's all there is to it.
You know what, you're right. They did find that there was no sun god, but they also found that there are elements of the sun that are not in agreement with their biological makeup or their genotype, if you will. So, and they found an answer for that. We see that right here. But I'm not going to say that the white man is all-seeing and all-knowing.
I'm not saying that. Trial and error. If you make your whole look, you see... It's not about white man. It's about white men and white women. They turn their whole race into one brain is what people don't figure, is what people don't get. See, people get mad when I get to talking because you're just not in the same position. I can deal with reality. I accept reality. It's called chess, not checkers. If I'm a rook, I cannot move like the bishop. That's all there is to it. If the bishop is on the other side of the board and I'm over here on the rook and this pawn is about to fuck me up, I'm in a position of I'm about to get fucked. That's it. So me saying anything about the sun killing them and all of this other stuff is irrelevant because the position they're in jets that can fly into the sun. They're putting the space orbit shits in the sky right now. What are you talking, satellites? I just watched the thing about the satellite they're about to send straight into the sun. We're not doing that. So
no,
that's just the reality to the scenario.
No empire lasts forever, and this one is on the downcline.
Okay, so we can say that, but guess what? This system will never be down. You want to know why? Let me show you why. Because everybody on this planet has already agreed to technology. Technology is based off of the English language, period. If you want to be a pilot in India, you have to learn English. If you want to be a pilot in Zimbabwe, you have to learn English in order to do that. Okay? The system is already designed in a format where nobody else knows how to live in any other environmental condition except for this one by majority rule. Everybody is reliant on walkie-talkies and lights that flick when you press a button on the wall. That's all there is to it.
And you
if this whole world was to implode right now, we would only know to rebirth the system that we're living right now. Over time, yes, it may amalgamate into other things and other, you know, elements will be added to it, of course, because of time. But as of right now, all we know is washing machines. If I was to give you some clothes send you to a farm right now and tell you to bring me out some butter, would you know how to do it?
I sure would.
You know how to churn butter.
I sure do.
What's the first
you
step?
You didn't ask me where I grew up. You know nothing about my background.
I know. I didn't. I'm asking you if you know how to churn butter.
Yes.
So what's the first step to churning butter? Huh?
Look, I'm I'm not here to match wits with you or to answer those kind of questions. I want to know, when you say we, who are you speaking of? When you say we.
I'm talking about the human race in general. I'm talking about the black race, human race in general. All indigenous races, we're not on the same page.
Okay.
When it comes to the reality zone, the black race is at the bottom scale. Everybody eats off of us. So talking about who gets burned from the sun or who can't do this or who's an inadequate or who's a Neanderthal is completely irrelevant. Because at the end of the day...
I never mentioned the word Neanderthal, but let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. So you say that it is futile to want people to do something, right? So then you understand the position that we, quote unquote, are in. You simply speak on it and elaborate on it or highlight, you know, the problems that we have, but you don't desire.
You
want to
go. You want solutions.
Want.
Solutions is force and violence that you're not ready for.
No, I'm not asking you for solutions. I'm asking you, do you want anything for the black community or collective or whatever you want to call it?
How can I want anything that's not going to happen? I don't put myself in those type of brain jams. When I want something, it's attainable.
Okay. So you do understand that there is no solution, right? You understand?
Right. Right. That's why I write books.
All right, so if there is no solution, then why does the woman, if you understand that there's no solution, I agree with you that there is none. Why should we not want the woman to stop? It wouldn't be an answer to the solution.
A woman is
going
to do whatever she wants to with her womb, and guess what? If I was to say anything about what a woman's going to do with her womb, what's going to happen? You're going to go, and be protesting everywhere, flying on your brooms everywhere. What am I going
to
do?
So what sense does it make to complain about what she does with her womb there?
I'm not complaining about anything. The only thing that I mentioned on this line was the situation with the teachers and the students. Okay?
No, you
and
also
then I
mentioned,
talked about the gender wars, which
how,
is very obvious in our society today.
So
what she does
that,
with her womb, I could care less. Her womb.
But you said you could draw parallels. You didn't say parallels, but you were insinuating that you could draw parallels to the feminist movement and sex. That has to do with genitalia. So you feel that as a result of women being submissive in conjugal relationships, that they are now, you know, trying to come out roaring and, you know, trying to get on top.
I'm stating that that's been the basis of the historical line in all races, in all time periods on this planet, that women have been put underneath
no,
that subordination.
No, not in all time periods.
And know
not
that
in
they
time
read
periods.
Sex as an attack, and they're going to indirectly attack. They're going to pull some form of revenge regardless. That's why all races in all time periods have kept women looking at the ground.
You read very old books. So if you do, then you understand that not all races have been always.
Name me the one that didn't.
Well, first of all genders were not here as Homo sapien, if you will. We understand. You say that you read old books, and old and new books. In reading them, you will understand that the black man, see, every other man comes after him, is only 50,000 years old. So we have.
I don't go into those semantics. I deal with history that
no,
has archaeological evidence.
That's science. That's science.
No. No, it's not. Well, when it's
50,
science, you have to
yes,
be in that laboratory and understand the formulas that they're using. I don't. So I'm not going to accept that type of information. That's an I don't know category.
You can look at your very anatomy and understand it.
Nah, I'm not going to go into, you know, we can have been here for 3 billion
years.
We don't know. And that is, I'm at a maturity level where I just understand that I don't know. I don't know who made the black man. I don't know who made the white man. I don't know who put the shell on the turtle's back. I don't know.
I'll tell you what I do know. I don't know everything either, but I do know that the black woman is the only original human being on Earth. I know that she was here.
But what does that mean?
Black man.
But what does that mean?
What do you mean? What does that mean? That means
what
that
importance does that hold?
What do you mean? What does that hold? That means that she was
importance
able to reproduce herself
does
without
that hold?
The black man. So if you understand that, then you understand that the black woman needs to know this. That will alleviate a lot of the turmoil that
no,
she's experiencing
no,
right now.
Not.
Yes,
no, it's
not.
No, it's not.
And,
no, it's not.
And you're saying
the majority of the turmoil that comes out of black women's systems comes from rape. Okay? And it comes from rape that happened by family members, and it comes from rape that stems to the slavery time period, specifically slavery breeding that occurred during the 1850s. That's where the issues are at.
Prior
knowing
to,
about
okay,
being
I,
queen
I
Africa
you,
is going to do nothing.
Prior to slavery, okay? The black woman's first obstacle was the black man. The very first obstacle.
Okay.
So now, understanding that he warred against her before there was any other type of man on earth. These are issues that she needs to deal with.
Now you're talking to me in fairy tale style. I don't do that type
no,
of talk.
No, this is not fairy tale. This is fact.
It is fairy tale. If you're
now
not
you
giving me
that
a specific.
You say that
you're telling me
old
that
books.
The black woman's first obstacle was the black man, and then the black
yes,
man
sir.
Went to war with her?
Exactly.
So what are you talking about? It was just one individual?
No, I'm talking about the black male collective. See, here's
the black
thing.
Male collective went to
we
war
to,
with the black
we,
woman,
it,
and we were
it,
the only
it,
ones on planet.
Yes, sir.
Is that, that's
yes,
what you're saying?
Sir. Yes,
where'd
sir.
You get this
yes,
information
sir.
From?
Look, if you don't already know that, or you're not trying to hide
no, no, no,
that
no, no.
information,
see, that's the thing.
Then
that's
I can't
why
help
I have.
You.
No, where did you
Listen.
Get that from? Where did you get that from?
Several sources.
Because, like I told you,
several
I deal
sources.
With history that has archaeological evidence. If it does not have archaeological evidence, I do not play with it.
Let me say this to you, in all due respect. If you rely upon the scholarship of the archaeologists in these cultures, you will forever be lost. Let me recognize that first of all. Let's first of all recognize that any institution can galvanize enough support and enough money to change any history of any culture that they choose. Okay?
Well,
we
let me
know
show you something.
This.
Let me show you something.
So
let me show you something. I just wrote 1,000 years about this Caucasian race. And regardless of all the lies and the hoaxes, I found nothing but truth, truth, truth. And you can see it by the way they evaluated it. It's in that $3,000 a book right now. So I know what I'm talking about. I know how to go about history. I know how to go about it in a chronological order. And I know how to look at what's real and what's not. On an archaeological level and on a antique level. Okay,
I'm going to give you this one clue.
That's just the facts to it. So if
the,
you're telling
the,
me about...
The carbon dating system is
you're talking science.
Over 50,
I told you,
years.
If I'm not in the laboratory and I understand the formulas of how that is operating, I'm not going to... It's not applicable.
So you're saying because
scared.
You don't know, it doesn't exist. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you're talking about a mathematical scenario that requires instruments that I know nothing about. Therefore, I can't agree with any conclusions or anything that you're stating because I haven't tested the materials. That's
okay.
What I'm stating.
You're playing with me now. I see.
No,
right.
I'm not playing with you. I'm keeping it. See,
yes,
the whole thing,
are.
Like I stated, I just studied the medieval times. So understand, I researched the slave master's great-great-great-grandfathers. My mind frame is far away from the slaves that they created and the mentality of the slaves' children that we have today. I went completely ass back. You get it? So what my format of thinking has completely changed, and black people can't keep up with it. And I see what the realities are to a lot of scenarios. There's a literalism that black people can't function on.
Oh,
and that's just all there
okay.
is to it. I can't talk. I'm not going to talk to people in a Mother Africa format. I'm not going to talk to people in a brothers went to war with the sisters and, you know, we was wearing. I'm not going to do that. If I'm going to talk to you about a tribe, I'm going to name the specific tribe. If I'm telling you that I'm generalizing tribal activity, then I'm going to do that. If I mention a region, then I'm going to mention a region. I'm going to go off of what I know.
Okay.
I don't do guesstimations.
But just so you know, pygmy is a European term for a people who do not respect nor receive that term. It's derogatory. You're talking about the Khoisan.
Okay.
They don't appreciate that.
And the pygmies
that.
Didn't have a written language,
so
did they? Did the pygmies
Listen,
have a written language?
I'm going to say this to you. First of all, these languages all stem from the original symbols of the black woman. No one knows what those languages were back then. Now, I understand.
Why are
you
talking about them now?
Mother Africa, whatever you're into, I respect that, and I want to thank you for your time because I can understand that you operate within a paradigm of white
reality,
basically. No, white
reality.
Supremacy. White supremacy is not necessarily a reality.
No, it's not supremacy. It's reality. You're not dealing with reality. Let me show you something.
While it does
reality.
Exist.
Let me show you something that's reality that you're not going to accept. Watch this. Well, not only that. Well, mammals are polygamous. Humans are mammals. You're not going to accept that. You like a monogamous relationship, huh?
Let me say this.
You have to ravage
as it relates
to
relationship. No. After as it relates to relationships,
exactly.
If you feel that polygamy, if you feel like polygamy is a great incentive for you to build up your tribe or your community, then hey, do
not
that.
Not what I said. I said mammals are polygamous. Humans are classified
as
mammals.
You just said earlier that we should not be using our antiquated animal brains. Now you want to equate us with animals.
Oh, this is what I'm stating. I said humans are classified as animals by habitual and behavior. Do you understand? So that means we are polygamous by nature, just like lions are polygamous, just like bulls are polygamous, just like goats are polygamous, just like deers are polygamous. All of them are polygamous. By default, you will always have a percentage of animal to your being because you bleed, you breathe, you urinate, you produce excrement, so on and so forth.
You
produce hair. And guess what? All animals do those same things. Are we quadrupeds? No. We walk on two legs. The majority of the animals that I'm referring to are quadrupeds. Then you have primates.
Okay.
Okay, so there's
right.
social
okay, now,
functions,
now,
there's a
you,
lot of relations
if,
that comes to the human paradigm that connects us with animals. But then there's a large separation
okay.
as well. You've never seen a monkey worship a Jesus. Humans worship
okay.
gods. Animals don't.
I agree
okay?
with you. Yeah, you know, I've
humans
never seen
can sit at a table, and humans
can
sit upright.
Can I ask
upright.
You a question, sir?
What?
I want to ask you this question. I hear a lot of men, when they talk about polygamous relationships, they always bring the lion and the lioness and that relationship in that particular breed of animals, and they say, you see how the lion has a polygamous relationship, and it works. But you never talk about how the lion, the male lion, does his job diligently. And what is his job? His job is to break necks and backs.
Yeah,
his job.
What do you mean, break the woman's neck and back?
See nothing. If you want a polygamous relationship like the lion, why don't you do as the lion does? Because his job
hey,
is to
I'm
break
cool
the back
with all that. You see, this is the
enemy.
Human paradigm.
No, sir. No.
Watch what I'm about to show you. Watch what I'm about to show
you.
You see,
you,
this is
the
human paradigm. And the human
what
paradigm.
Is the silverback's role? He's
Try,
in a polygamous relationship.
Watch. Biologically, you're wired for polygamy. So a male is going to do polygamous actions whether he has $100 billion in his account or whether he is on the bottom level, and you know, in the food line and whatnot, they're going to have polygamous actions. But what you got to understand is that there's different variations and levels to all of this. So when it comes to a psychological capacity of you know, the human realm, your major thing to defeat is finances. You see what I'm saying? And once you get the finances in this realm, you can do what? Do the highest level of, you know, masculinity, testosterone. You can slaughter all the women you want to, do whatever you want to, right? And not have a problem. You have finances for multiple children, multiple women. It's not an issue. You see what I'm saying? So that's
the issue
really
comes
what
in
the,
when the,
woman
has financial security. And remember, she is the first cause. And the,
yeah,
and
see,
the
and here it goes, the revenge.
Of,
now you want
to
go run around,
first law of ownership,
use your private
possession.
Parts like men use theirs, right?
The very first law of ownership is possession. She owns what comes from her womb, and if she has the finances to afford these children, then guess what that does? It puts the man by the wayside. So accept it. Digest this fact. That you're not going to have that thumb rule.
I'm cool. You see, that's for
the
inadequates. I've had enough women in my life. I got the finances, man. I'm cool.
But
I don't need all that shit.
But you want that for your brother, and it just doesn't work anymore. That's all
I'm
saying.
No,
I'm
not doing the polygamy. I'm pretty cool with all that polygamy shit. That shit is, that's not me. I'm just saying one thing that you're not going, that the standard isn't going to like, that is against the rules of how we operate. Like I was also saying, ravaging in order to nourish your body. You need nourishment, and your teeth are going to have to grind and be violent. You know, and that's just a part of how this system works for us. Saying that's one thing they understand. When you look at nature, in order for you to eat, you have to be violent. You know, and we aren't violent. You're sitting back talking about how we used to grow flowers in the great Garden of Eden in Africa. Is what we do. We don't do violent action that has passion associated with it. You know, the majority of black people don't have a large amount of emotional structure like a lot of the other races do. And that's because our experience line has been cut with the whole advent of slavery and maybe a lot of other things too, because the tribal mind frame is more preventive than aggressive or nonchalant and reactive, basically. You know, and that's all tribes. All tribes have a preventive mentality, and that's why you see a very lack of building. There's not a lot of written languages. There's a lack of exploration of art and a lot of other things because of that, you know.
Well, I, you know what, I want to thank you for your time. While I do not agree with you, as it relates to the languages, I collect old books just as you do, and I understand that English is a bastard language. As a matter of fact, it's made up of 12 other languages. And so
no, it's made up of 150. It's made up of 150.
You speak of old books. So have you read Count Volney's Travels?
No.
Okay. If you would like, sir, just check it out. Any of his volumes, any of them, he never fails to go back to what you are calling medieval or the Dark Ages of Europe. The Dark Ages simply means that they didn't have any understanding.
Oh, they had much
they
understanding.
Had no knowledge.
They had
no,
much
they
understanding.
Had,
let
no,
me tell
wait,
you something real
myself.
Quick.
Let me correct myself before you have to correct me.
No. I'm only saying that because I know that's what
they
tell the world, that everybody was stupid in the medieval.
They knew who to gather up.
That's the trick.
But they got that understanding from the black man.
Okay.
And so whatever the black man has to deal with right now, it is as a result of him laying down information, education, and language to the white man, because they were speaking grovel. I'm not saying they were speaking grovel to
But that's the whole thing.
Medieval.
Peace and love
don't win
on this planet. The Neanderthal wins on this planet.
I'm not talking about peace and love. I'm talking about everything, every yoke that this man that is in control puts on the black man's neck, he needs to accept
it.
Because it is as a result of him. It is as a result of him. You understand? The black man is a stepping stool for the white man. As a matter of fact, he is the white man's bottom, you know what? You understand what I'm saying? Everything he needs, he has gotten it from this man. So I don't feel like the black man should complain about anything that's going on, because it is as a result of him throughout history propelling everyone else forward and trying to keep his foot on the neck of his women and children. So whatever dastardly deeds this man serves upon the black man, he needs to take them. The black man is a fallen soldier. He has fallen on his sword throughout several vacuums of time. So whatever he's getting now is what he has always had coming to him. Now that's real. We need to accept that reality and move forward as best we can as individuals.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
I appreciate you, too. And I'm going to continue to listen to you. Although we don't agree, you are still an interesting person. And I think you have the knack for blog talk, podcast, you know. I really do. So
oh, this is your first time hearing me?
Yes. I've never heard you.
Oh, you've never. You okay? Well, my name is the guy 720.
And, I've read your invite. I've seen your avatar, so I'm gonna continue to listen. But you didn't give. I didn't see any other place like where your other episode. I see you have other episodes on Blog Talk, but do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but
have,
my other episodes come from like 2010. So that was years and years and years ago. But my my information and everything is on Amazon as well. I got books up there.
Okay.
And I got my medieval books that I was talking about. I just wrote is on.
Do you have a link? Do you have a link on
Blog
Talk for your books?
Yeah, right there. You can go to KenanBooker.com, or you can just put in Kenan Booker on Amazon, and it'll all show up.
Okay, I'm.
And my other moniker is the God 720.
Okay, I'm gonna check it out. Now I'm gonna continue listening. Thank you for your time, and I'm going to check your books out.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm about to end the show out right now. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
peace
we ran
be on
over
you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, that was interesting. Appreciate her for listening in. But we're going to end the show tonight, and there will definitely be a hot one. We kicked it off pretty good. We ran over a half an hour of time, so that's also a good sign. And we will be catching up again on Sunday night, same time, same place, the Lousy Jeebus Show. Good night.